I love this bar. K-Bear 104.1 and any bar with a stool, some free peanuts, and a couple of local tap handles is okay in my book. It's the Brew Review, a celebration of local Alaskan brews with Devin Johnson of the Alaska Beer Nerds Facebook page. Just a fantastic community of hoppy guys and gals. So, Devin, what are we sipping on this week?
Well, this week was a little inspiration from my sister, actually. She brought me a growler, and she said, hey, this is Sinisher's new hazy IPA. And I was like, Sinisher did a hazy IPA?
Oh, well, before we get too deep, what's a hazy IPA?
So a lot of IPAs are, you know, they're filtered and they're clear and they're bright. But these hazy IPAs have a little bit of a different brewing chemistry. And some of those proteins from the malt, you know, one of the main ingredients in beer, really the soul of beer is that malt, that, you know, that cereal grain. And those just stay in suspension,
yeah,
is how we call it. And it creates this haze in the beer. And one of the great things about these hazy IPAs, though, is they are dry hopped like amazingly well so that they have these amazing aromatics. So you're getting these tropical fruits, these big citrus fruits, digging those hard. And it's so funny for Sinisher because when you go to their tap room, and their tap room is awesome, it's right there in that little industrial kind of district where the Alaska Chip Company is and a few other little businesses off Potter.
Oh, my God. That's how you pronounce that name. Oh, my God. Okay. When you were texting me the other day about where you were going, I was like, wow, I've never heard of that place before. No, that's right over here by work. I love that place. And I've been so shy about saying it because it's like a C and a Y. Sinisher.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is the name of the North Star from one of our constellations. And as you know, is on our flag.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
If you go to their tap room and you look at their list, it's great. It says Belgians, lagers, and then other stuff. And I freaking love that because these guys are so good at dialing in those styles that are old school, the Schwartz beer, you know, the black lager. Like, there aren't a lot of breweries that are known for a black lager, are there, Matt?
No, there certainly aren't. And I've had their black lager, and it's fantastic. And now, if they can take that old world skill and then put it towards this new stuff, I can't even imagine how good this hazy IPA is. My mouth is already watering.
So if you go to the brewery, you can try, you know, they have a Helles, which is really nice and true to style. They got a nice Schwartz beer. They've even got a Rausch beer, nice smoked beer. And then they have this hazy one, which I'm just falling in love with. And they do still have that sorbet IPA, too, if you wanted to try something a little bit different. But, yeah, I would head over there. They are such a great brewery, you know, small, very locally owned. And I just think they're doing wonderful things.
And you can find more at Alaska Beer Nerds on Facebook. There's an entire just like community of people that are just as passionate about beer as Devin is.
There is just so much exciting stuff happening in the beer world in Alaska. And I'm just so happy that I get to talk with you about it every week.
Devin, I assure you that the pleasure is all mine. Find this brew review and more at listentothebear.com.